Zakta Heliga Mishnah Baiter Mesechtes Me'ila Perik Dalid Mishnah Dalid. Nosan like the Balabais gave to the Shliach Shtei Prutais, two Prutais of Hegdish, of course, B'shaygeik, because again, Me'ila is only B'shaygeik. Yamalai, and he said to him, Havili, please purchase for me Esrig and Esrig with these two Prutais. Valach the Shliach went, Vehavilai Pruta, and he bought with one Pruta, Esrig and Esrig, which really its market value would be two Prutais. He found a Metziah. Uba Pruta with the other Pruta, Remain. He bought a pomegranate. The din is Shnei Mol. Both the Balabayas is Moel Behegdish and the Shlichas is Moel Behegdish. The Balabayas is Moel Behegdish with that Pruta that his Shlichas was fulfilled with. That's the Pruta that he purchased the Estrig with. Now again, on the one hand, he didn't listen to the Balabayas. Balabayas told him to spend two Prutas on the Estrig, but really he did listen because the Balabayas told him to buy a two Pruta worth Estrig, and he did that. The fact that he got it for cheaper, that doesn't mean he changed instructions. He brought him an Esrig worth two Prutas. The reason the Shliach is also Moel Behegdish is because with the other Pruta, he decided to buy a Remain, and that was totally on his own. He wasn't sent for that. So for that, the Shliach is Chayiv. Rabbi Huda says in this case that the Shliach is Moel for both Prutas. And Balabayis loy mol, the Balabayis is not moel behegdish, not even by the first pruta. Why? Shehu oimoloi. Because he said to the shliach, Esrig gadol, a big nice Esrig yisim mevakesh, that's what they want you to buy. Let's try to understand Rabbi Yehuda's svara. I'm the Balabayis. I say to you, do me a favor, I want a nice Esrig, get me an Esrig for two prutas. You know, you the shliach, you know what an average two pruta Esrig would be worth. Suddenly you found someone selling them for half price. So you brought me, technically, an Esrig that on the normal market is two Prutas, and you bought it for one Pruta. But you didn't fulfill what I asked you. I asked you to get me the nicest Esrig you can with two Prutas. And if this person was selling it for half price, you could have brought me a regular four Pruta Esrig for two Prutas. Not just buy one for one Pruta. When I said bring me a two Pruta Esrig with these two Prutas, I meant to say bring me the nicest Esrig you can with two Prutas. That's not what you did. And therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, once again, Balabayas loy moel. The Balabayas did not get a fulfillment of his shlichus. She told him, I want a big, nice esrig. In other words, the nicest you can buy with two prutas. You brought me one that's small and not as nice. Vaitra says in Mishnah, Nosan loy, if the Balabayas gave to the shliach, dinner is of a dinner of hegdish, again, b'shoigeg. Yarmolaini said to him, Havali chalak, please bring me a shirt with this dinner. The shliach went, he bought him a shirt for three sloim, which is half a dinar zav. But he bought him a shirt that is normally worth a dinar zav. Maybe like b'shloisha, he bought him with three, he bought him a chalak. He said, guess what? I found a half price sale. So you gave me a dinar zav, that's six sloim. I got it for three. Normally this would cost six. What did he do with the other three? Well, b'shloisha, with the other three, Talis. He got him a talis. So once again, Zakta Mishnah, Shneihem Ma'alu. The Balabayas is Moel with the half a dinner that his shlichus was fulfilled with. And half a dinner is far more than a pruta. And Lamaisa, he said to him, here I'm giving you a dinner. Purchase me a shirt that's worth a dinner. And he brings back a shirt that's worth a dinner. He just got it for half price. And the shlichus is Moel with the other half that he bought a talis out of his own das. That was b'chlal not part of the instructions. And here too, Rabbi Huda says that the shliach is moil in the entire dinner. And Balabayis loimol, the Balabayis is not moil at all. Because nothing of his shlichus, according to Rabbi Huda, was fulfilled, just like we said in regard to the Esrig. Shehu oimolah, he said to the shliach, chalak gadol, the nicest shirt, ha'yisim mevakish. I have a dinner, get me the nicest shirt for a dinner. It's because we understood that probably meant what you can get for a dinner. But if you found a half-price sale, you should have still fulfilled his instructions and buy him the nicest shirt for a dinner. I, on the normal market, that would have been worth two dinner and fine. You were told to buy the nicest thing. So instead of bringing me the nicest shirt, basically you brought me cotton vera, one that's smaller and not as good quality. So as far as I'm concerned, says the Balabayas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you did not fulfill my shlichus at all. So again, chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah, the Balabayas gave to the Shliach two Prutais of Hegdish B'shagig. He said to him, in the first case, buy me an esrig for two prutas. In the second case, he said to him, get me a shirt for a dinner zahav. He found a half-price sale. He comes back with a two pruta esrig, which he purchased for only one pruta. The other pruta, he brought a rimon. In the second case, he comes back with a normal market dinner zahav shirt, but he got it for half price. So with the other half, he bought him a talus. The Tanakhama says in both cases, both are moil, because the Balabayas got what he wanted, and the Shliach also did something totally, which had no shaychus to the original Shlichus. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only the Shliach is moil. Because we interpret the Balabayas' original instructions differently. It's not that I want an esrig that's dafka worth two prutais on the regular market. I want the nicest esrig you can get for two prutais. I want the nicest shirt you can get for a dinner. So if you found a half-price sale, you didn't get me what I wanted. You didn't get me the nicest shirt you can get for this money. If you would have spent the whole thing, it would have been much nicer. It would have been worth double as much on the regular market, but fine. That was my instructions. The nicest you can get for this money. The Batnur tells us, however, that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda.